We are here at the Country Music Association Fan Fair in the New Holland booth and also the American Paint Horse Association booth. With me is Ginger Walker with the American Paint Horse Association. And Ginger, why are you here working with the New Holland in this booth?
New Holland is one of our corporate sponsors, which we're very proud to have on board. So we work together with them throughout the year, just cooperating with events year-long. So we're happy to be here sharing the booth with them and talking about horses while they're talking about tractors, and we love working with them year-long.
Well, tell me about paint horses.
Paint horses are just such an excellent horse. You know, the color really sets them apart. They're basically a stock horse with color, and each one is unique. No two are alike. They're like a snowflake. So they're very fun to ride, and they can do all sorts of things. They're just great horses.
Well, what is the history of them?
Paint horses are basically, it's like a quarter horse with color. They're a bloodline and a color breed. So you have to have the breeding, and then you also get the color to come along with it. So it's a great breed to do all kinds of things. Kids can ride them, adults can ride them. They race, they do everything. So we're real proud to be representing that breed, and great horse to own.
When we see the pictures of like the Indians horses, are those paint horses?
Some horses are. The ones that have the real spotted coloring, that's an Appaloosa, but the ones that have the more patchy coloring, that's a paint horse.
And they can come in any color then?
They can come in any color. There's about 12 to 15 colors that we have on record, and we have all kinds of posters showing those colors, but they're beautiful colors.
About the American Paint Horse Association itself, how many members do you have?
We have just under 100,000 members, and we have youth organization also. So we have youth members, 18 and under, and then we have an adult membership. So.
And you have shows?
We do. We have shows nationwide, and we have two world championship shows that bring members from all over the world. So we're based in the United States, but we have members across the globe.
Fortunately, this is a directional mic, so the noise in the background shouldn't overwhelm us, but there's a lot of activity going on here at the Country Music Association. Now, what do you think about this music festival here?
It's our first time to be out here, and I think it's wonderful. The crowd coming out and the traffic has been excellent, and people are real interested in picking up the information about the horses. A lot of people have paint horses, so that's great, and they're also getting to sign up to win a gift card through Bass Pro with New Holland, and they're checking out the tractor, and there's just a lot of action. So it's great to be out here and see all the fans.
And you also have a game that people are playing.
We do. We have a Wii game, which is a little kind of interactive game for people to play, and then they're getting a free Michael Peterson CD. So tying in the country music with the horses, with the tractors, everything kind of working together is real fun to get everybody involved.
And the Wii ties in with the area that we're in here at CMA and the sports zone.
Exactly, the sports zone. And we actually have a horse game that you can play, but it's a little bit challenging. So we're sticking with the bowling and some of the easier games for first-time Wii players.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank you very much, Ginger Walker, with the American Paint Horse Association here at the CMA Music Festival in Nashville. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.